Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Countdown. I like to be early. I don't like to be late. I like to be early. 2, 1. I'm on. Okay.
That's what this message is about.
Good morning. That's right. Be on time. Everybody out in the foyer, start working your way toward where things are happening. Let everybody come on in. Man, got quiet all of a sudden. Yeah. Good. Well, welcome everybody. We got a little bit of a small crowd today because, let's just be honest. Some folks are out spending a lot of money this weekend, right? With hotels and camping sites and all like that. But we're the ones staying home saving our money, right? Yeah. I hope they all have a good time. I hope y'all have a good time. So this is Memorial Day weekend. I thought it was real interesting for me because I read I have a devotion that I read every morning, and it's just by date, so it's not specific. So tomorrow's Memorial Day, and this is the scripture verse that was in my devotional this morning from John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I thought, wow, that's not a coincidence that verse was for today, with Memorial Day this weekend. It's not. I read that verse and I read my devotion and I thought about myself. And so what I want to ask you to do during this weekend is think about yourself. What am I willing to do? What am I willing to do? I think back and, from Memorial Day, this is a day where your emotions can go all over the place. I can tell you this, those people who gave their life for us, they don't want us to be sad today. That's not what they gave their life for. That's not why they did it. They don't want us to be sad, but there's some sadness there. Because people sacrificed, they gave up. And so I asked myself again, Joey, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do day-to-day life as you go through? I told you I like to be on time. Sometimes I have clients that are late, and sometimes I'm rolling my eyes. Seriously? I like to be on time, but I want to look at what tomorrow represents this weekend. It's Memorial Day. And it's a day that we should celebrate. We should be humble, but we should celebrate because they gave their lives for us to be able to do that. That's why they did it. I think back about, and I've posted about this on my blog, and I've got it written for tomorrow. It's mind-boggling to me to think about the people who I would have never met, but they did it for me. And it's an example. And in that scripture, of course, that's what Christ did for us. Laid down his life for all of us. There's no greater love. So as we go into this weekend, as we go into worship today, I want you to ask yourself, what am I willing to do? Now, when you ask yourself that question and whatever answer comes back, here's my thing about life coaching all. I can do more. I can always do more. I want to do more. And it's setting your mindset to do that, okay? So we got a small crowd this morning. That's okay. Let's stand up and worship him this morning and have a great day in him.
You are nothing but a
vocalist for Bethel Church Music. And she has a bone disease, and she talks about some mornings she just asks God to just take the pain away. Just if there's something that you're waking up with in the morning or carrying through the day, and you find yourself just saying, take it away, just take it away, please just take it away, just lift this off of me. And she says that this one particular day, God told her to sing your way out of it. She said, I don't want to. Just take it. And she asked him again, will you just take this away from me? He said, I want you to sing. She's like, I don't want to sing. Just take this away just today. Please just take this away. Asked him a third time, and he said, I want you to sing your way out of it. There's something that he wanted to teach her. There's something that he wants to teach you through you rising up and using your voice. One of my favorite parts of doing this, I love it when the whole band isn't here, because then I can hear your voices. We have to wear these things sometimes because we don't have monitors and we need to be able to hear what's going on up here. But when there's something about when I hear your voices, you sound like a choir of angels. And God wants you to lift your voice. And he wants you to come into alignment of who he is in you. And singing and worshiping is one way that you can do that. So we just have a couple more songs today. So just step in. Step into that. Step into the presence of God within you. And feel him in this room through everybody that is standing beside you. And sing through whatever it is you need to sing.
Jesus, be down. snow shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Snow shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
So thankful for my place in his kingdom and my place at the table, and I can feel it in what is rising out of you guys that you are so thankful for that too. And this song is about owning it and rejoicing in it and letting that light just burst out in gratefulness and praise at what he's done.
That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Oh, the sun sets free. Oh, he's free. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Through the sun sets free. Oh, is free. For me.
am chosen.
I am chosen. I'm not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
Sing it again.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
Sing it again.
I am chosen, I'm not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Who the sun sets free.
Sing it, church. Gift of freedom that we have. We love you. We praise you. Amen.
Thank you. principles are so important. Let me tell you why. Commandments are to keep you from having bad things happen to you. That's what commandments are for, to keep bad things from happening to you. How many know that you break commandments and bad things can happen out of that? Principles are to bring good things into your life. It's a big difference. One just keeps bad things from happening. The other brings good things into your life because they're principles. A principle is something that you base your life on. I'll talk about my father in a little bit. My father was a very principle-based man, and he believed in principles. He believed in work. Did he believe in work? I got my first job when I was 12 years old, and I worked ever since. I was 12 years old, and he just thought, you ought to work. And so I run a paper route on Saturday mornings with Mr. A. Boyd. Eddie worked for him first, and Eddie graduated from that job into another job as he got older. And Daddy said, well, now you can go to work, Buren. I said, I'm 12 years old, Daddy. Yeah, you need to go to work. It's time. Well, it's a different day and age we live in. And then I got my first four. I got paid $4. Had a little envelope and had four $1 bills in it. And I came home, and Daddy said, well, you know, you really don't have $4. I said, yeah, I got it. It's right here. And I said, you got $3.60. I said, what? I said, what? He said, 40 cents belongs to God. You got to give 40 cents. It's a principle. You give 40 cents to the Lord. I said, do you know what 40 cents would buy back then? Four RCs and four moon pies. Now, 40 cents didn't sound much today, but when you're 12 years old, four RCs and four moon pies is a lot. And he finally said, okay, I tell you what, you just give what's in your heart. Give what your heart tells you to give. And then he put more pressure on me. He said, I don't want God to know what's in my heart. You know, and Daddy just believed in principles. If you'd have known my father and you heard him preach, you thought he was a very very disciplinarian and very stern man. But he was a very lenient father. But, buddy, he would drive principles into you after principle after principle. And I'm so glad now in my lifetime that I can look back and go, thank God for those principles. Because let me tell you something, principles work. And they're not prejudice. They work for anybody, anywhere, anytime. You could be a believer, and they work. You can be a non-believer, and you apply biblical principles, they work. They work for anybody and everybody, because God, every good and every perfect gift comes down out of heaven from God, and he shows no partiality, no variableness of turning, and it's for everybody. They work. I love principles. I found this about commandments. I know a lot of people, I don't know if you ever broke one or not. You ever tried to keep the commandments? Let me show you the difference. If you will seek after principles, commandments will take care of themselves. If you live by the principles of God's word, they will automatically take care of the commandments. Because if you live a principled life, and there's a principles that need to become principles, P-A-L-S, in your life. They must become, you've got to get to the place where you value them more than you value anything. How many know what you value is what you will be into? If it's valuable to you, you'll be into it. If it means something to you, you will give yourself to it. And that's what principles are for, that we give ourselves over to them. It's going to read a few scriptures. Matthew, Jesus went up to a mountain, and he sat and he saw a multitude. And you know what he did? He started giving them principles. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a principle. It's not a commandment, it's a principle. Blessed is the person who sees their need of God. Blessed is the person who sees in their own self they can't make it and they need God. AA has built a huge foundation and helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people. When the first thing they tell them, you've got to have a higher power in your life. Now, they've been ridiculed by the Christian church sometimes by that and say, well, you just should tell them it's God. Listen, as long as they tell them, you've got to have somebody higher than you in your life. You need God. I serve God because I believe in God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And through Him, I can do anything. That's a principle. Blessed are they that mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are you when you're sorry for when you do wrong. Oh, okay. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who keep their strength under control. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why? They shall be filled. See, with every principle, there's a promise. Blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That don't sound too blessed, does it? Well, listen to this one. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. It doesn't feel like glad, does it? It doesn't feel like you're blessed. And somebody came to me one time and he was using that scripture and he said, you know, I know it says I'm blessed when they're saying all manner of evil against me and everything. And I said, well, there's one word in there you're leaving out. And he said, what's that? I said, word falsely. I said, is it true or false? He said, well, it's true. I said, well, I can't help you on that one. But what? I ain't going nowhere with that. Shut up, beard. So, but if you will not retaliate, you'll be blessed. Don't you want to be blessed? Blessed means to be happy, to be envied. That's what it's all about. I want to give you seven principles. Five principles that I gave you about 2 years ago. I was enjoying Linda's house about a few months ago, and on Linda's refrigerator, these five principles was on her refrigerator. What impresses me is not those five principles on their refrigerator, is those five principles that's in their life. They're just a reminder to them what to do, that they live that out. And that's where it's got to end up. Principles make you happy. Say happy. Everybody wants to be happy. You're going to live in this life either a emotional-based life or a principle-based life. If you live an emotional-based life, you're going to react to things that come your way, and according to what you're feeling right then is how you're going to react. If you live a principle-based life, then you're going to respond to it in a different way. You're going to have a moment to, whoa, let me think about this. How should I respond? Do you know that forgiveness is not a commandment? It's a principle. It's not a commandment. He gave the Ten Commandments. And you know what he did when he gave the Ten Commandments? He put a principle in the Ten Commandments. One principle. Honor your father and mother all the days of your life that it may go well with you and you may live long on the earth. That's a principle. That's not a commandment. That's a principle. The other nine, thou shalt not. And I've known Christians, loving, kind, gracious people who try to keep the commandments and have miserably failed and have broken one of them that caused such harm and such pain in their life. But if we would live the principles, we won't have to worry about the commandments. They will take care of themselves. Amen? How many know if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you'll keep the first four automatically if you just love? How many know if you love your neighbor as yourself, you keep the next six and four, ten. I wasn't the best in algebra. Math wasn't. Anyway, I don't want to tell that. Preacher was preaching one time, and he had his water up there, and a young preacher asked this old preacher, said, how do you preach with such power and anointing? He said, well, that's not water in my bottle, that's vodka. He said, you do that? He said, yeah, he just keeps me calm. Why don't they see you? That's not vodka. And see, it just calms me down. So the young preacher got up and filled his water bottle up with vodka and kept sipping it throughout the message. And he got through, went up to the old preacher, and he said, "Well, how'd I do?" He said, "Well, did pretty good." He said, "But there were 10 commandments and not 12. And he said, "There were 12 disciples and not 10. And said, David slew the lion. He beat the hell out of him. Anyway, so we got to do something liven this crew up, right? All right. I told that one time up in New York, and one of our members was there. Ken Mullis was there. He was the only body, the only person there. And I told that joke, and he just burst out laughing. Nobody else. Nobody. And when he saw nobody was laughing, he went. I told Ken, I said, "Thanks for the support, Ken. Just threw me right under the bus because nobody else laughed. Teach these Northerners how to laugh and have fun. How many know you have fun in church?" All right. Whew. I'm through that one. Five principles. A kept heart brings life. Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4. Everything about life flows out of the heart. Everything in life comes from the heart. From the heart, the mouth speaks. Every good thing comes from the heart and every bad thing. Everything, keep your heart. Keep it pure. Keep bitterness. Keep judgment. Keep unforgiveness. Keep it out of your heart. And then you can respond to things and not react to things, but respond to things. How many would rather respond to things? Amen. Whew. I got scared yesterday. I started a steroid pack. You know, last time I did that, at the end of it, I get all mean. But Barbara took them, you know, and I said, "You know, you didn't get mean at the end of yours." I said, "How, it don't affect you that way?" He says, "They don't affect you that way either." I have nothing to do with that. It has to do with your heart. Okay. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro from the face of the earth to show himself strong to those whose heart is perfectly turned toward him. That's all he asks. For your heart to be turned toward. How many know God doesn't look on the outward appearance, he looks on the heart? Samuel's about to ordain, anoint the wrong person because he was looking on the outside. And Jesse brought all seven sons in there, and he says, all of them were stout, strong, pharaoh-looking men who would be great kings. He says, God didn't look on the outward appearance, he looks on the heart. You got anybody else? So I got this kid out here in the shepherd fields, a ruddy little thing. Certainly he's not the one. How many know that most of us would have never chosen the disciples Jesus chose? You know why? He looked at the heart. He looked at the heart of Peter and knew this guy, he's zigging when he ought to be zagging. And he's got an anger management problem. But there's something in his heart that's right. Something in his heart. James and John, they are fiery. James and John were sons of thunder. Matter of fact, they even said to Jesus one time, "Let's call fire down from heaven and burn these people up over here." Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're of. That's not you." John became the beloved disciple, full of love, wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, all about love, wrote the book of Revelation, all about love of God. God looked at the heart. He looks at your heart. Keep your heart. You know, he told Adam, protect this garden. Keep it. It wasn't Eve's fault. It wasn't Eve's fault. It was Adam's fault. He was the one who you protect this garden. He wasn't protecting the garden. So you ladies, don't feel guilty from now on. I just set you free. It wasn't your fault. It was Adam. It ain't somebody else's fault either in my life. Hello. It ain't the medication. It's just you mean. It's you mean today. Keep your heart. Faithfulness brings increase. Faithfulness brings increase. I'm glad my daddy said, "What you gonna do with that 40 cents or that $4? I'm glad he taught me that principle. So that's not a law. People, I don't tithe because it's not under, it's under the law. No, it's not. Tithing was Abraham tithe, for there was a law. Tithing is a principle. You don't have to. It's a principle, though. If you want to be blessed, it's a principle. And I'm glad he taught me that principle. I'm glad that my grandchildren, and I'll see Anna back here. John Henry's a little more difficult to get through right now. Don't even go to about getting Jet's money. He ain't nowhere close. You say to Jet, you know, some of that belongs to God. I don't know if I believe in God. I mean, he'll say anything, make up anything to do what he wants to do, you know. John Henry, he's getting there. But precious Anna, she's back there with an envelope, and she's filling it out. And she's putting I want this here, and this here, and this here, and this here. And I say, would you leave a little for Gaga? You know, we do have salaries to pay around here. Don't spread it out so far like that, you know. Then I try to teach her, you know, the tithe really goes to the priesthood and all the offerings go to the other. But she won't want to hear that yet. Okay, anyway, faithfulness in a little. I'm glad you can be. You see, that 10% of that $4 made it when I got $1,000 a week not seem so bad. I'm not going up any further because you don't need to know what I make. And I don't make as much as you think I make. But the principle's the same. The principle's the same. Like the man came up to my daddy one time and said, you know, Pastor, I can't tithe anymore. Daddy said, why not? And he said, I could tithe when I wasn't making so much money. He said, I'm making so much money now. It's just, that's a big old check to write out every week. It really happened. Daddy said, well, let's pray. And Daddy reached out and he placed his hands in Daddy's hands. And Daddy said, God, decrease this man's salary. Take this one from him so he can be able to obey this. Daddy was that way. He was. That's why from the pulpit, you'd think he's one of the meanest men around. But he was one of the softest, sweetest men you'll ever meet. Matter of fact, he'd say, if you left your keys in your car, you better go out and get them. Because we got some people here that won't give to God. If they'll rob God, they'll steal your car. I'm glad I came. I'm having fun this morning. I'm glad you're here. You're just pulling it out of me. So if I say something really off the wall, it's your fault. We reap what we sow. That's a tough one, isn't it? We reap what we sow. We sow love, guess what? You reap love. You sow mercy, guess what? You reap mercy. That's a principle. Sowing determines it. Sowing is a good principle. Mercy. Mercy is a good, how many know it's a great principle? Samaritan still gets me every time I read it. Here's a man robbed, killed on the side of the road. Here comes a priest. I'm going to run to the other side. Here comes a Levite. I'm going to go to the other side. Here comes a castaway, an immigrant, if you will. Binds him up, puts him on his own donkey, takes him to an inn, puts him up, takes care of him, gave him mercy. Some people could have said, well, he shouldn't have been on this road. You shouldn't have been doing that. Anybody ever heard that one? They made the bed, now they can sleep in it. Who started all that stuff? Aren't you glad God's not that way? I'm glad when I come to God, when I have failed and I have disappointed him, when I come to God, he doesn't say, you made the bed, now sleep in it. I'm glad God doesn't do that. How many glad God doesn't say, I told you so? How many has ever heard that from mom and dad? Told you so. I got a hold of that one. Poor Dusty. I tell you, it's tough being a preacher's kid. All preacher's kids need therapy. I finally ended up, I think, doing pretty well. But I tell you, for a while, I made her at 16 years old get on her knees and accept Jesus one more time. That's not even sound theology. It was about me. And I said, I don't even know if you're saved, Dusty. She said, I'm saved. I said, I don't think so. Get on your knees. And she, I swear. And she got on her knees and said, pray after me. I wasn't going to let her make the prayer up. I was going to make up a repeat after me. You know, I repeated after me the sinner's prayer to accept Jesus. Poor little thing had accepted Jesus. She served God all of her life. Man, our theology gets crazy sometimes, doesn't it? Boy, she's so glad I grew out of that too. And y'all better be glad I grew out of that. I passed here long enough that everybody here ought to be really happy that Pastor Bearing got out of that judgmental attitude. Aren't you? How many glad Pastor Bearing grew up? Put your hands. Y'all ain't got to wave them like that. You ain't got to. Sit down, Barbara. Good gracious. Say certain things you think, my Lord, everybody's jumping up and down. Principles. There's a principle of hospitality. I didn't realize how important that principle was. You know, it says for an elder, one of the requirements of an elder is given to hospitality. Let me tell you what hospitality does. Abraham had three men. He didn't know they were angels. There were three men. I mean, you know, the Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. I'm sure today you probably said, man, I'd love to see an angel. You have. I guarantee you, you've seen an angel. I saw one on High Falls Road going through the most difficult time. No, I wasn't. I know. More worse times than that, Lord. But I thought it was the worst time of my life, and I'm at the altar over here praying. And a man walks in, very unassuming man. And I look over and he's praying. And there was a peace that came over me, just this peace that came over me. And I went back, knelt my head to pray, and I looked and he's gone. And it wasn't long after I read in Hebrews, be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels. Unaware. You never know. You never know who that person is. Abraham brought those three men into his tent. He fed them. I mean, he fed them. He didn't give them a sandwich. He cooked them a meal. And they said, your wife's going to have a baby 9 months from now. A year from now, we're going to come back and she's going to be with child. She laughed. And so they named the kid Laughter. What would have happened if Abraham had not been hospitable to those men? Who knows? Who knows? There was a woman who built Elisha a room. And Elisha would come to that room when he was in town, and he would rest there. And one day he sent his servant to her and said, because she's cared for us so much, go ask her, is there anything you need? I can do. And she said, no. Then he tells his servant, it ends up, you're going to have a son. And she says to him, don't tease me. Don't tease me. And she had a son. And one day, Elisha, as the son grew, Elisha was coming back to her house, and servants ran out to him, and the little boy had died. And she was so upset. But not only because of her hospitality did God give her son, God raised her son from the dead. Where's my guitar player? How many seen the movie Lone Survivor? Seen the movie Lone Survivor? It's a true story. It's about four SEALs, Navy SEALs, who go into this town in Afghanistan. They get chased up the mountain, down the mountain. Three of them get killed. One of them's name is Marcus Luttrell. Marcus Luttrell made it down to the tribes in some villages. In the east, there is a covenant of hospitality. The covenant of hospitality says if a stranger comes into your tribe, and these are not educated people, these are tribal people. But it says if a stranger comes in, you're to take care of them and you're to protect them. The Taliban came in there. They heard he was there. The Taliban would have killed Marcus Luttrell. But this tribe stood up for Marcus Luttrell and said, you're not going to do this. We have a covenant of hospitality. Sometimes our principles, we think these principles don't mean much. They mean everything. Little things. You know, the Bible says the little foxes that spoil the vines, and it's also the little principles that make the vines fruitful. It's not the big things. You know, I hear people say all the time, man, I know God's got me here for something great. Really? What if he's got you here for something very simple? What if he's got you here for one person? How many of you have ever heard that? I know God's saved my life for something great. Really? Maybe it's something so simple that it's going to be great. You never know. You never know what that one person will do. If you'd have looked at me when I graduated from high school, and even 2-3 years later, you never ever dreamt I'd be here. But I had someone who mourned for me. She did a principle. It was a principle called mourning. And I would come in at night and hear my mother on her knees in the den praying for me. Now, you don't think that'd get you. You're drunkard stupor and mama's in there praying for you. Came home one night and ran into a door, busted my head open. That was on a Friday night. On a Saturday night, I came in and mother had put lights all down the hallway. Looked like I was landing an airplane. You know what? That, mercy, thank you. That meant more to me than she getting all over me. She kept praying for me. That was her showing me kindness and showing me love. You're a grown man. You got to do what you're going to do. How you're going to do it and what you're going to do, that's up to you. But I'm your mother and I love you and I'm going to pray for you until you get into the kingdom and you're in it right. These principles work. They work. I told you 7 principles last week that are not obvious principles. They're principles I just came to realize over my lifetime. One of them is, don't ever see people as wrong. See them as lost. You see them as wrong, you'll judge them. You see them as lost, you'll reach out to them. Is a lost sheep, lost coin, the lost prodigal son. Father didn't run out and grab his son, kiss him on the neck and say, my son who was wrong and has just been so ugly is home. He says, my son who was lost is now found. He's dead, now he's back alive. That gives you, that's a heart. Principles work, church. They work. They work. I'm operating in a principle right now that I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm doing something that I know. It's a principle, and I keep doing this. I'm believing God that he's going to reward that principle. Working that principle. I'm going to keep working that principle until I see it. Then I may just keep on. Amen? Principles work. We took in Mike and took care of him in the house. You know, don't take this wrong. I got so tired of the accolades and like was doing something so wonderful. That was not anything. That was just life. You just do those things. I don't see those as great exploits of goodness. I see that as that's how you live your life. That's how you live your life. You base your life on principles. So that's what my dad would say to me. Would you want them to do that to you? That's how he taught. Would you want them to do that to you? No? Well, why do you do that? Right? Like Jet, he changed Dusty's whole approach to discipline. She said, I'm going to spank you, Jet. He said, why would you hurt your little boy? Why would you hurt your little boy? He said, I wouldn't hurt my little boy. She called me and told me that. I said, well, boy, he just changed your principle of raising kids, didn't he? I said, I bet you next time you say I'm going to spank you, you're going to remember. Why would you hurt your little boy? Well, you know there's always a better way. I'm not telling you how to discipline your kids. I didn't raise but one. Barbara did that one. Let's stand. commandments say if you do this, you're going to suffer some consequences from it. He didn't say thou shalt. You know, in the old covenant, as retaliation, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Jesus came along and said, they slap you on the cheek, turn the other one. Principle. Principle was greater than the law. Matter of fact, the principles took place of the law. Jesus came with a total different understanding. If you was in the old covenant, you do a lot of things you wouldn't dare do today. Because it was old covenant. I mean, thankful for the new covenant. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for a new covenant. Wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the principles of love and mercy, goodness, kindness. See, mercy is, all mercy is showing kindness. It's showing kindness. You know, people don't think, well, mercy is when somebody does something really, really bad and you don't judge them. That's not mercy. Mercy is being kind to them in their badness. I know you're not going to get all these principles we're talking about every week. I know you're not going to get the 7 last week and the 5 this week and remember them all. But you know what I'm after? More than likely, you heard one today you needed to hear. How many heard a principle today? I needed to hear that one. I needed that one. I kind of forgot about that one. I needed that one. I needed that one. Because you don't operate in but one principle at a time. One principle at a time. I don't know when I'm going to need this mercy principle again. I may need it today. I really may. Me and Dusty got in an argument over this series. Yeah. She challenged me. She said, what's your... And I was struggling with this whole series, and I don't like it when you tell me what to preach. And you ain't tell me anything, just don't tell me what to preach. I said, I don't know what to call it. I want to take principles, though, and turn them into principles, L-E-S, and turn them into P-A-L-S. She says, Daddy, that's the same thing. Just like that. That's how she said, that's the same thing. I said, no, it's not the same thing. Now, mercy left. I grabbed my phone. I said, let me show you something. Just like that. Ain't that love? Let me show you something. I said, get my phone out. I said, principle, PLE, a fundamental truth that serves as a foundation for a system of belief and behavior for a chain of reasoning. I said it just like that. Number two, a principle, PAL. It's the first in order of importance. It's the main thing. It's keeping the main thing the main thing. And she said, I stand corrected. After she looked it up herself. Yeah, we were still in this. You know, anybody else like that but me? I wonder sometimes how I preach. I'm sometimes I wonder how the anointing even comes out, how it got there. I thought about that this morning. We was actually in a little argument sitting at the table. Talking about the word. Then I said, ask your mama. She looked the words up for me. Ask her. She put it on my phone. I can't do that. Don't you hate technology? Love technology? Hate it when they say, I got something new for your phone. Leave the phone alone. Just leave it like it is. It's too complicated now. Just leave. That's why my friend Ricky Steven, he won't dare get an iPhone. He says, my phone, if it rings, I answer it. If I want to call somebody, I call them. If I get a text, I can answer it. And it's just a little flip phone. He said, it does all I need it to do. You know what? That's all my phone really needs to do. Because I got other people to Google. All right. You happy? Should be. You blessed? Apply the principles. Apply the principles, and the law will take care of itself. Commandments? Don't worry about them. Take care of principles. You won't break commandments. I mean, you know that. Jesus said, if you won't look at a woman and lust after her, you won't commit adultery. Real simple. If you don't get angry with your brother, you won't kill him. Y'all getting this? I think you are. I think you are. Joy gives principles almost every single day. Those are principles you block. Those are just principles. Not just principles. I don't mean it like that. You know what I mean. They're everything. They're the most important thing in your life. Can I give you one more thing and we can pray and dismiss in a moment? Can I do that? Ushers can be coming to receive a morning tithe. And if you will, just be passing offer place while I give this principle. Listen. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven's this way. A man found a treasure in a field. And he sold everything he had and he bought the field. You know why he bought the field? You heard me say this before? Don't act like you that smart.
I've been here 32 years. Give yourself some credit.
All right. Because there's more treasure in that field. A pearl at a great price. He sold everything he did and bought that pearl. What's a pearl represent? Loveliness. The more you invest into lovely things, the more lovely things will come your way. The more principles or lovely things that you put out there, the more principles or lovely things that will come your way. The more you sow out the goodness of God, the more the goodness of God will come back to you. Because we are called to be priests unto God, and priests unto God do nothing but go around and help other people find and love their God. That's all it's about, is making people's lives better. Amen. This alms box said the last Sunday of the month we have alms. We just ask you to come, and as they're playing something to close out the service, and all the monies that go in here go to people that having special needs. And thank you for this, because we've been able to help a lot of people. We feed a lot of people. Fed 300 and something people yesterday at Rushton Hope. We do more than that throughout the month, and able to do it. If you don't have, I know you young people don't even know what a checkbook is. You got your cards. That's why over half our people give online. Dusty said to him, Daddy, why don't you just call off Memorial Day service? She said, oh, I know why. You can't afford it. I said, I ain't why. I said, we can now. We can call off any Sunday. I've got more people giving online than giving the bucket. So we can do it anytime we want to. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, you can give online. If you want to give $1,000 to alms online, I guess that's where I'm getting it. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Obey the principles. Apply them to your life. Things will be great. I promise you. You don't even have to believe it. Just do it. It works. Amen. Thank you.